serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military Friday sent an aircraft carrier group to the waters off South America. This follows a string of U.S. attacks on alleged drug boats. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
The president telling reporters on Air Force One that land attacks may be coming sooner than later.
And we'll stop all drugs from coming in by land very shortly. You'll see that starting. You're going to see drugs stopping coming into our country.
The troop action follows 10 boat strikes that have so far killed 43 people in the waters off of Central America, according to the administration.
President en route to Asia, the director of the National Economic Council, said he will meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney despite President Trump calling off trade talks with Canada because of a TV ad in Ontario that featured former President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Two people were killed, 11 others were hurt in a mass shooting in southeastern North Carolina overnight. This is ABC News.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are out and about. We are at the Phillips Cross Country Sectional, and turned out to be an actual, just a beautiful day here today. If you can't make it out here today, we'll give you the directions in just a second if you want to make your way out. But listen here, and we'll have results and talk with some of the coaches. And we have John Pesco with us, who is one of the driving forces to have us out here today and using his facility here. And what a beautiful day here, John, for these kids to show off all the hard work they've been doing all year, right?
Yeah, it's very exciting to have 23 teams here for the sectionals, Division III. It's a beautiful day. We were kind of worried about a little bit of rain and cold and snow, which you can always have at this time of October. But as it turned out, it's a really nice day today.
Some people are accusing you of just using this as an opportunity to spend hours and hours on your riding mower. Is that true, or is that a false statement?
No, that is a true statement. If I can spend a little bit more time out in nature, it's always a good day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful place out here. It just kind of happened where the school forest was having some logging work done there, and it just kind of worked out for you guys to use this facility here. And this is going to be a fun day. The Phillips cross country team, Shawamigan, the Rib Lake Prentice. Now it's only appropriate we have the sectional here with three strong teams like that right here, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Price County teams, a lot of times we have to travel a long ways to go to a sectional meet, and to have it here is almost like a home meet for all three teams.
Yeah, and it's a chore for parents to track their kids through cross country. You go through it. You have family that runs cross country with Leah and such, and it's quite a commitment for parents to get out and cheer on their kids at these cross country meets. You don't get that cushiony seat at the basketball court, do you?
No, there's as you're trying to follow them around, sometimes it seems like the parents run farther than the kids do. So one of the nice things about this course is there's a lot of opportunities to see them from a lot of different spots, and so there isn't as much of the general running back and forth, and so yeah. A nice place.
Yeah.
It was the former cross country coach of Phillips, John Wilkie, said one of the nicest courses that he's been to. So, you know, I thought took that as a really nice compliment.
Yeah, and I know it wasn't just you, as many people that came together to make all this happen and make sure you have a beautiful open field here, which you look at it and you're like, well, this was meant for a cross country course. Maybe 10 years ago you didn't see it that way, but you look at it now and you're like, this is just meant to be for this, right?
Yeah, it is. Although, you know, this is almost 50 years ago when I was out for cross country, I used these hills to run back and forth up and down. But I didn't get as good as some of the kids are now, for sure.
Oh, it's so fun to see. Is it surreal to look over and see, like, what, 12 or 13 school buses over here out in the middle of your field? Are you looking over there like, what's going on here?
It is kind of weird to go in your backyard that all this, whether there's a couple thousand fans here or 1,000 fans.
Yeah,
to have so many people here in your backyard is just a fun thing.
Yeah, we're just outside of Phillips off of D. The actual lane is, I always forget the name of the lane.
Moonlight Lane. Yep.
Moonlight Lane. So if you just Google Moonlight Lane, it'll take you here. You're back here a little ways. We have a couple of food trucks out here, too. People can have lunch, right?
Yeah, we got food truck, coffee truck. They have merchandise for sale for the sectional cross country. So Yeah. Come out, have lunch. We got the first races at 11:30 for the boys and 12:30 for the girls.
Yeah, and award ceremony, I think, is slated for like 1:30 or so.
Yeah.
Right next to our booth here on the hay bales, appropriately enough. So good staging for that. I like that.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great day out here at the cross-country sectional meet going on all across the state. The top two teams will go on from boys and girls. And then depending on, you know, how many members of those teams finish in the top 10 or whatever, then there's, what, like seven individuals beyond that, I think it is, John?
Yeah, I don't know that exact number, but it is individuals from a team that, let's say, doesn't have a full team, but if they're in that top group, that they also get to compete at state.
Yeah, all right. Well, John, congrats to you and everybody for putting this together here. It's just so awesome. I would assume the first time ever Phillips has hosted a sectional, I would guess, right?
Well, actually, we hosted in 22 and 23 also.
Oh, you did? Okay. That was out at the Forest.
No, it was here.
Oh, we're here. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, my mistake there. So what a great facility here, and what a beautiful day. I mean, October 25th, and I'm overdressed. I'm layered up here.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. It's still a little chilly, but if you move around, it'll be all right.
Exactly. All right, John. Congrats to you and everybody. Enjoy the day out here.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. John Pesco here. We're in Phillips. And we're out on Moonlight Lane out here. That is where the event is taking place. If you want to Google it and make a little drive out here, it's just a few miles out of Phillips. You take D out, and it'll take you out about 5 or 6 miles out here. Food trucks out here. There are people everywhere. There's kids playing. Wait a minute. We don't play football at cross-country meets. There's our own footballs over there. Playing catch with the football. It is just a beautiful day. First race, 11:30. Is it boys or girls that go first, John? Do you know? Boys go first at 11:30, and then girls at 12:30. We'll be giving you updates, and we will bring you the award ceremony live on the air at 1:30 this afternoon here from the cross-country race in Phillips Sectionals. And more to come. Stay with us here on 98Q Country.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 49. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Sunshine and highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. It'll be breezy from the southeast. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Right now, 40 degrees.
Come on, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Corey Kent.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
I'ma stay country or die trying.
Oh, yeah. 98Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. Strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me. I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee, I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Q Country.
Campfire burn, and the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again.
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by
and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
It's Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together is why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
heavens to Betsy. I don't know if you can hear me, but I appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell. And I bet you're just as surprised as I am.
Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Locally owned, Plastigo in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
Northwoods Weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 49. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Sunshine and highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. It'll be breezy from the southeast. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s.
Right now, it's 41. 98Q Country.
Sound FM on radio. Yeah. Just me and you and the man on the moon cruising down some old bag road. And now, baby, don't you look at me that way. Cause you know there's only so much I can take. You made me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Sign over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out and let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you made me wanna. Better than to wear that dress, it ought to be against the law. You know it should. Plain and simple, girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on. But now, baby, don't you look at me that way. Cause you know there's all. Drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Stop, I'm gonna. You make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make. Sound FM on the radio.
98Q Country at the cross country sectional. We are on Moonlight Lane out here outside of Phillips. You take D outside of Phillips. It's all happening right here. They got food trucks out here. There are buses. There are hundreds and hundreds of people, and we are about ready to get the boys' race going. Now, the boys' race will start at 11:30. The top two teams will move on to state in Wisconsin Rapids next weekend, and plus some of the top individuals also will move on. We'll talk about that. Once the race starts, it's really, I can see everybody when they're running here, but we'll wait for the results until they become final, and we'll have the awards ceremony on for you at about 1:30. So let's give you a boys' race preview, which is about 7 or 8 minutes away from starting. So there's going to be a new sectional champ this year in the north, but not necessarily a team not used to winning a sectional title. Riblake Prentice won the sectional to our south a year ago and is a favorite now to win this sectional right here, and again, they're ranked number one in the state in Division III. So Phillips may have something to say about that. The team, the boys team, ranked third after a third place finish at the Merriwood Conference last week, which we were there covering, coming into this meet, again, ranked third. So Ribble Apprentice ranked number one in the whole state in Division III, and Phillips is rated number three in the whole state. So they are definitely the two favorites to move on team-wise to the state meet. The Grantsburg Pirates, who are here, winners of the Lakeland Conference meet last week, they look to contend for a state meet berth also. They might have something to say about that, as well as conference foe Frederick Luck, who is ranked 12th in Division III. So out of the Northern Lights Conference championship, Drummond could factor in a big way today when they slide into one of the trying to get into that top two spots to qualify as a team. Now, individually, Gavin Esterholm, just talking with Coach Olson just a little bit ago, he wants to break the course record here. That's what he wants to do and win it, obviously. He was the Merriwood champ. He is a heavy favorite to be the individual champion here today for the boys. Gavin was a sectional champion last year. In the sectional to our south, and looks to qualify for his fourth state meet. Other boys who aspire to win the race and or qualify individually for the state meet next weekend include Tommy Dittlinger out of Cumberland, and Zane Mattson, and Tanner Morfley out of Frederick Luck, along with Henry Regeer, of course, of Riv Lake and Prentice, Josh Hankey out of Grantsburg, Ben Grisrigan out of Drummond, also could be an individual qualifier, Sawyer Peck of Hurley, along with Owen Stebach of Ladysmith, and Matthew Hurtrider of Shawamigan, who recently came back from an injury. So that's the great thing about cross country that I love is, yes, you can have the team go to state, but if your team, whatever, doesn't have enough for a team, or maybe is, you know, you're a really, really strong runner, you have a chance to go to state individually, too. That's what's unique about track and cross country. The boys are kind of looping right now and kind of getting all stretched out here on this beautiful facility out here on Moonlight Lane that hosts this sectional. It is absolutely beautiful. I know it's a little late for you to come out today, but like next year when they have it out here, just come on out here. There's food, there's coffee, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful facility. At any point, a deer, bear, cougar, bobcat, Sasquatch could come running across the course here, and I don't think it would surprise anybody at all. So the organizers are getting things ready for the boys' side of it. And we'll come back on the other side of the race. It takes about 18, 19 minutes or so. Now, just to give you the course record for this course here, the course record set back in 2000. That's a middle school. So the high school one is a gentleman from Grantsburg holds the boys' record, and Gavin Esterholm is looking to break that today. And in 2022 is Autumn Mikulski, who holds the girls' record here on this beautiful course. So the boys first, and then the girls will run at about 12:30, and then we will carry the award ceremony live at 1:30, and hopefully chat with some of the coaches and some of the qualifiers for state here. So we're hanging out here. You just do what you got to do and keep it on 98Q Country, 98QCountry.com, and the Civic Media app, and we'll give you the flavor and interviews of the sectional cross-country meet going on here out on Moonlight Lane here outside of Phillips. More to come, and the boys' race is literally starting as we speak. They are lined up. I think there's 18 or 20 different lanes, and they're like 3 to 4 people deep in each one, literally like 30, 40 feet right in front of me. They're starting, and they'll do a couple loops around here. And we'll give you more and tell you, give you a feel for how the boys' race went coming up in just a little bit here on 98Q Country.
Oh,
that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
You want me to, I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you mean to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jailed. Swore I'd never compromise. it's on, but you convince me otherwise. I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worth so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaving. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaving.
I love their variety.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. Future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. Now she was sure real quick to up and apologize when she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot.
she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother.
Q Country.
Hey, it's Big G, and Coop's Pizza Parlor in Haywood is the place to be this season. Stop in for year-round all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar buffet, then stick around for fall cocktails that taste like sweater weather in a glass. Trivia kicks off Tuesday, November 11th, and runs every other Tuesday through May. Register at 5:30, play 6 to 8 p.m., and score prizes for first and second place. Plus, enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., $5 menu items, $4 pints, and $1 off all drinks. Don't miss the new signature apparel. It's flying out fast.
Every 74 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. There are local options available to you after experiencing violence. Confidential medical care is available at local hospitals and private online locations. Embrace Advocates can help explain your options. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault or domestic violence, we believe that you are not alone. What has happened to you is not your fault. For free and confidential support, call 800-924-0556 or visit embracewi.org. Advocates are available 24/7.
Q Country.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
AQ Country.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burned me one too many times, like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Save money at local businesses with the 98Q Shopping Show. Shop 24/7 right now at 98QCountry.com.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Trying to get to the view. I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold.
Got my baby sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold.
Like gold.
airplane flying out of here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her, I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Wow. There's a plane here tonight with an empty first class seat. Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her, I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I
Q Country, checking in live once again from the Phillips Cross Country Sectional out here on Moonlight Lane outside of Phillips, and the boys' race just concluding moments ago, and all unofficial, but according to the timing site that I was able to log into, I believe Gavin Esterholm is your sectional champion once again, according to that. And again, we'll consider that unofficial, although the TNH timing website does have Gavin listed as first place, and there's only him and a couple other runners are listed on that site right now. So we will, they just updated it. So Gavin finished in first, again, unofficial. So let's go down here a little ways and see if we can check out some other locals. Henry Regeer, Prentice Rib Lake, finishing in eighth individually. Nick Pesco of Phillips finishing in 11th place, according to the unofficial website. Heston Heckman, I see, finishing in 15th place overall. May actually be adjusted due to teams and stuff like that. Some people finish and don't have a team. I got Matthew Hurtreiter of Shawamigan coming in 19th place. Cooper Mikulski of Shawamigan, I'm showing in 26th place. Jared Heckendorf finishing in 27th place. I'm going to go down here a little bit more, just give you a few more results here. The site I'm on is not listing the schools with the name, so if I miss anybody, I apologize. That means I'm not relating their name to the actual to the school. So I'm going down here in the standings a little bit ago, and you can go to tnhtiming.com and check out some of the results on there also. But it appears as though Gavin Esterholm has completed his task, and that is of winning sectionals on an individual basis here. I don't see a time on that. We'll leave a little bit of suspense to that a little bit later when the awards ceremony happens, which we'll carry live at or before 1:30. They list it as 1:30, but it might be before then. So stay tuned here. I'm sure it's a beautiful day. The wind picked up about 10 minutes ago and literally sent my entire booth into the woods. So I can confirm that there's no critters back there, because I had to basically almost get everything out of the woods here and bring it back in. That's the joy of doing outdoor sports here in the late fall or early, whatever this is. And Gavin Esterholm looks like is in good position. Those are unofficial results. Now, the girls are going to get things queued up here in just a little bit. And we'll get that race going here in just a little bit. Autumn Mikulski, she holds the course record at 19 minutes, 9.3 seconds. So let's give you a little preview of the girls' race, which is to come. This will be a new team champion in this sectional as well. Teams move around a little bit from sections to sections, so that happens quite a bit. Cameron, they slid back to the south section this year, so they're not up here this year. So Phillips would be the favorite to win this meet on the team side, ranked sixth in the state in Division III, and coming off of a second-place finish at the Merrillwood Conference meet. Shawamigan was ranked, received some votes toward the end of the season as a team, and after a strong finish in the Merrillwood meet, hopes to punch a ticket to state. I guess locally, for our local listeners here, it would be awesome to have Phillips and Shawamigan, 1-2 either way, and have both teams go to state. That's that would be awesome here. So the Solon Springs team might have something to say about that. And Washburn girls, they finished first and second at their just 5 points apart at the Northern Lights Conference meet last week. And either one of those teams could be one of those to grab that team spot, too, to go to state. So out of the Lakeland Conference, the Webster girls looking to run to state following their second-place finish at their conference meet last week. Now, individually, Penelope Burfield is the top returning runner individually from last year's sectional race. And the sophomore is looking to make her second straight state appearance. Phillips' Leah Harper is hoping to make it also, not only at the team, but very strong individual finish. And Shawamigan's Haley Bodo, we chatted with her a little bit last week after the race, is looking to be amongst the top finishers also here and possibly punch her ticket to state, hoping as a team, but individually at the very least. So a pair of sisters, and Kylie and Ellie Orison out of Riblake Prentice, and Lila and Marika Gago out of Ladysmith, they are hoping to qualify for state individually as well. And other girls who are of dreams of advancing on here in the race in just a little bit have Hannah Sunday, who is from Bruce, along with Lola Morley of Frederick Luck, Ellie Anderson of Grantsburg, along with Aurora Olson of Washburn, and Caitlin Bebo out of Butternut, and along with Allison Howe of Hurley. Those are some of the individuals that would be favored, of course. Anyone can do it, but those are some of the runners who have been at the top of their game all year long, and we may be talking about at the end. Now, the boys have completed their race. We mentioned unofficially we think Gavin Esterholm is a sectional champ. But the girls are getting ready here. They're wrapping up all the stuff technically down at the finish line, and they'll come back up and we'll get the girls' race going. And shortly after that, we'll have the award ceremony. We will carry that award ceremony for sectionals live, and then hope to catch up with some of the coaches and runners before they skip on out of here on us. We're at the sectional cross-country race here in Phillips, beautiful Moonlight Lane. It's a nice day out here. I layered up, and it's that when that wind dies down, it's perfect. It's just absolutely perfect out here. So I hope you will stay with us here as we continue to update you on what's going on with our local cross-country athletes. We'll try to get some official boys information as far as the teams that are advancing to state. Riblake Prentice, obvious, a very heavy favorite to do that. We'll have another update coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, live from the cross-country.